Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
The lodging costs money, you know, to live someplace. So they used to hire men as watchmen in the factory.
Yeah.
So they used to sleep on the floor there, or on a car, or a cot maybe. But they didn't have bedding or anything. So as they would wake, there would be bundles of white cut up vests or pants or coats, and put this as a pillow. And of course they covered them with their own clothes, their own overcoat or what. And this was how they went. So he decided, he came here younger. So he would went to school, and in no time, you know, they could put this age here. So he was promoted one to another until it came about in the last grade. But you have to earn a living, so somebody got a job for him among the country people, you know, who came from the same place that told them to launch life. So the woman come, took him in the store, and he would sweep out the store or take out the garbage or go for a send errands or something. And so she took a liking to him, and she said, all right, look, you come here, you'll do whatever you can after school. And for this, I'll let you sleep here, and I'll let you eat here, and you continue with school, you know. So he did, but for a while. But then he started to work. And I think he'll tell you better.
Okay, we have to go and get him.
Yeah.
And Greg is going to ask
some
questions for me, you know. You can make him talk.
Oh, make him talk. Well, suppose you tell Amanda about the first strike you participated in.
Hold it and talk.
No, we have an agreement that you ask questions and I'll answer.
Well, basically, when did you first start to work in the industry?
1998. And I joined the union in 1912.
Was it very hard for you to get a job and hold it?
Yes. Go, all right. All right. Ask any question that I joined. I was in 1912 when I joined the union. I was how old was I at that time? Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But anyway, I was a young servant in the union with all my enthusiasm. We stalked for 48 hours, and we went to work on a 50-hour basis. In 1918, we had a strike, and we stalked for the 44-hour week. The excuse we gave, because the boys will come back from the war, and there will be unemployment, and they could put more workers to work if we reduce the hours. You see, I'll make this whole thing short.
Tell them about Roosevelt.
Huh?
About Roosevelt.
Oh, now I come.
Told about whatever you worked, you became chairman. And being chairman, you would enforce the contract. So, but the union, the manufacturers blacklisted you. So you were forced to go out of town and look for you were in the performing assault. And then I was told that when the war broke out, they needed workers. company needed experienced cutters because they had to make uniforms for the army. So that's when they said about...
This is working, then you can use that for the tape.
She pushed down.
Oh, she pushed down the tape. Okay,
she's
a Japanese, this is a Japanese outfit.
Yes, you want to include this, before, you know, there was the United Garments
Workers,
then this is personal, then they broke away from the garment, from the United Garments Workers because it wasn't effective, and they formed the Amalgamated Clothing Workers of the Union. Now, we were married on a Wednesday, September 30th. And Saturday, he was supposed to come home early, supposed to be a half a day. So he went to the convention where they formed the Amalgamated.
We organized, instead of calling ourselves United Garment Workers of America, we named it Amalgamated Clothing Workers of America. And this, of course, we succeeded throughout the gang of the United Garment Workers, and they disappeared not entirely because 20 October left of it. But I'm telling you, you ask me questions because I can stop, and I can talk for 4 hours.
This is something personal. So we were just... People go for their honeymoon, so Saturday you're supposed to have a half a day Saturday and a whole day Sunday to be together. And I put on my other blouse and the other skirt, not the one I wore every day. And I powdered my nose because this was the extent of makeup. And I'm waiting for my newly married husband to come for lunch. And sure enough, there's no husband and nobody coming. And I was crying my eyes out. Finally, 5 o'clock, he came home, and I was very thin at that time, so he met me at the door, and he carried me in. There was 5 rooms, and he carried me in all the way in. We have a new union. This is going to be effective. We're going to make a better living. It's going to be much better for all the workers.
Look, the result was I was very active, and where I worked, I was chairman, and I was fired and blacklisted to New York. And I had to leave New York.
You told me about you blacklisted.
Yes.
And they're going back to St. Yes. Paul.
So, look, and but the real moment, I think if you do better, if you do research on the name of the United States, you'll get out more than... I can only tell you, building up, I don't want to build myself a personal hero, you know. I was in the movement, very much involved, and I loved it with all the struggles.
Yeah.
I don't regret I meet a Scandinavian woman. And
that's really great. That's what we want to know.
So what else?
Thank you very much.
Right.
Yeah.